Before we officially start, I must give a special shout out to the boys over at Recovery. Much like myself and the lads, Chris and Ian are a couple of rugby fanatics like we all are, and they've created various products with recovery in mind based around natural CBD remedies. Head over to their Instagram page or website and use the code 3BLOKES, that's the number 3 followed by BLOKES, for 10% off all their natural products and feel the benefit today.
Good afternoon, good morning and good evening from wherever you are listening from. Welcome to 3 Blokes and the Rugby League podcast, episode 106. I am Jamie Robinson. I'm welcomed by Jed Amos-Goddard. Thank you for joining me, Jed. We have the NRL 2021 playoff preview for you right here. 2021 season is done and dusted. 24 games have been done and dusted. We now have 8 teams left. Going into the playoffs. It is 4 games this weekend, followed by 2 semi-finals, followed by 2 prelim finals, and then the big daddy, the grand final on October the 3rd. I can't even say where the venue is. It's most likely going to be Brisbane Broncos Suncorp Stadium, but it's yet to be decided yet. So we are going to preview the games. We're going to preview the teams coming into the playoff series. Not so specifically the games, just because we are recording on the Monday. We appreciate the games this coming weekend, but we just don't have the teams with us yet. We can probably guess the teams if I'm honest, but it's just not with us, so we are not going to do that. So we'll start bottom place, Jed, first. I'll shoot them over to you. You can shoot some over to me. Gold Coast Titans finished in 8th spot, finished obviously 44-0 victors over the New Zealand Warriors. They come into the playoffs facing the Sydney Roosters. What are their chances of doing anything in this playoff series, and who do their chances lie with?
I think they've got a decent chance to potentially cause an upset and turn the Roosters over. They're coming off the back of a very, very strong win, 44-0. Confidence is high. They're fully fit as far as I'm aware. No real injuries, really, apart from maybe, I don't know if AJ Brimson's injured, if he didn't play last week. And the Roosters' catalogue of injuries is well documented. Matt Akivalu, I don't know if he's got it. Is he out for this game, Jamie, do you think, after last week?
I can't fully remember, but it looked like a pretty hefty knock, so I wouldn't be surprised if he is.
And we know how cautious Roosters are with head injuries, so that's another one to add to the list. And I feel this could be a really close game. On paper, you'd think it'd be the Roosters, and if it were full strength, I'd definitely be back in the Roosters, but I don't know. I could see the Gold Coast potentially doing something, but I reckon it'll all depend on the first 15, 20 minutes. If Roosters score a couple of early tries, I reckon that's it. Titans are done. I don't think they'll be able to get back into the game and they could easily capitulate. I don't know. What do you think on Titans? Do you think they've got any chance of doing anything really in this series?
I think it's got to be all or nothing. They can't have one of these performances where, you know, they rely on, you know, Jamal Fogarty to control the game after like half time, or David Fifita to be doing one up runs, or Tino, you know, getting a quick play of the ball. They all need to work together and they all need to work as a collective as well. I think a player that it's going to fall on is someone like a Jaden Campbell, I can see, because he seems to have no fear at the minute. You look at the likes of, they've got a good couple of players who've got some grand final experience in there now. Tino Fata, Sumala'awi has played. Kevin Proctor, I think, has played in a grand final as well. I'm not sure if he's fully available at the minute, but you've got the Mofo, who's played Origin as well. AJ Brimson's played Origin. Now they've got some relatively big players, which they've not had in the past couple of years. They've got every chance. I think if any team wants to face another team in this playoff series, you're going to face the Roosters just because of the injuries that they have. And you can't predict their form sometimes. Obviously, Joey Manu's out now, so that's another big player for them. I think of any team to cause an upset, and I say upset as in a lower team beating a bigger team, I think it can be the Titans, but I'm still not massively confident, mate.
Yeah, it's a fair shout. It probably will be the Roosters who do take the win, but I don't know. I think it'd be great for the Titans to get a win here, and I think if they do, this season will be not only a success, but a massive success, and then they can take that forward into the next season and really look to kick on. But yeah, well, it's one of them. It's a tough one call, but hopefully I think Titans will do an upset. Up next, we've got the Newcastle Knights coming in off that really poor loss to the Broncos. As we said on the podcast, if they'd have beaten the Broncos, I'd be tipping them to probably beat Parra, but just on that performance, you just don't know what Newcastle side you're going to get. It might be a Newcastle side that are really strong defensively and you've got Ponga stepping everyone for fun. But I just don't know. I just don't think they've got the right sort of a mind frame to sort of take on Para, and really you should be licking your lips at Para because they're not looking too cracking recently at all. They've been really poor. But yeah, probably Para got a little bit too much star power for me, and will probably win that game, I think, Jamie. I don't know, what do you agree or disagree?
Newcastle just need to rewind the clock 2 weeks and just play as they can. We keep saying it, but Anari Tuala, Bradman Best, Kaelin Ponga, Mitchell Pearce, Jaden Brayley, just working that left side, they are incredible and arguably one of the best sides in the NRL. On in terms of a left side, they are so good. They've got one of the most workhorse in packs in the league. Jaden Brayley, most tackles this year in the NRL, with over 1,036. Incredible team, but they just don't perform. This weekend proved it with the Brisbane Broncos. You'd be scratching your head and pulling your hair out if you've got any as a Newcastle fan. If there is a time, it's now, because they've got a lot of players in the peak. There's rumours that Mitchell Pearce might not be sticking around for another year. Kaelin Ponga's at his peak. Connor Watson's leaving at the end of the season. Bradman Best has been rumoured that he's not going to be staying there his whole career. Parramatta are a side who fold under pressure. They've got to pull the finger out the backside now, because if there is going to be a time, it is right now. So, you asked me this question 2 weeks ago, and I've been bullying Woody with it all day, all week long. I thought they were going to do it, but right now, if you give me 100 quid, mate, I'm probably going to put it on Parramatta, I think. And I think that goes nicely into Parramatta, who finished in sixth spot. And we'll just reverse it, mate. I know you've just briefly spoken about it. We spoke about it on the podcast on Monday, but they've rested a lot of big players against Penrith, and similar thing. It's all or nothing. It's knockout rugby league in this game. If they lose, they go through to the 2022 season. These players have got to step up, haven't they?
They do. And I think anything other than a prelim is a failure for Parramatta. And I'm sure a lot of Parramatta fans will say anything other than reaching the grand final is probably a failure. They really need to go for it, and they really need to play like they did a couple of weeks ago against Melbourne when they ended Melbourne's winning streak. And we know they've got the players to do it. They've got such a talented squad. I don't know. Yeah, it's just, I do think a lot of Parramatta is a mentality thing. And I think once they get over that hump, I think they'll be really good. It's easy to make comparisons to sort of Liverpool pre-Klopp, sort of thing, like they just that never could get to that hurdle, always sort of close and had this thing over there that they've not won it in so many years. And I think barring Gold Coast and New Zealand Warriors, who obviously are newer clubs, Parra on the longest drought, not won it since the 80s. And I feel that hangs over the players quite a lot. And I feel like not even just getting to winning the grand final, but just getting into that ability where they might get to a prelim and they might just lose, but they're really in the contest. Or they might get to the grand final and lose, but they're in the contest. They just seem to get to stages and then just sort of fall away. And they've done it now repeatedly over numerous seasons. I do think it's a mentality thing. And until they get that right mentality to attack these games and really take pride in themselves, that we're Parramatta Eels and we're a contender, we want to win this. But as it gets to the finals and the back ends, they just seem to shy away and don't seem to have that belief in themselves, in my opinion, Jamie.
Yeah, they just seem to have players who play really well in games where there's not much pressure needed. It's been known Clint Gutherson, Mitchell Pearce haven't really performed when they've been picked to Origin. Bryce Cartwright, the like as well, who seems to perform when he doesn't need to. Regan Campbell-Gillard, Junior Paulo, a big. Reed Marnie is another one who doesn't seem to perform when he needs to. Dylan Brown is a very young player. This game is going to be, I mean, every game, it's the NRL playoffs is going to be the one, but I think this game is going to be the one to watch this weekend, Parramatta against Newcastle. And I still don't know. I think I'd probably still put money on Parramatta if I was a betting man, but either team could win that one, mate. Coming to the fifth place team, Sydney Roosters, we've already touched on them. 12 injuries from their first starting squad in the NRL 2021 season. A tough side mentally and physically. They've gone through a tough season. World-class coach, world-class captain. What do you think their chances are in the playoff series?
I think if they get past Gold Coast, I think they're done. I think one win and done if they do get past Gold Coast. I just think they just don't have the players to compete with the teams at the top. Any team in the top four, they just don't have the players. I mean, they got absolutely bullets by Rabbits 2 weeks ago. And in my opinion, Rabbits are probably the weaker out of the top four teams. So, if they do win, it's one win and done for me. But that's probably why I prefer Gold Coast to win, because I think it'd do more for them as a club. Roosters are a team that need to be winning. No one is expecting them to win this season. After, I mean, just getting to where they've done and competing consistently is a massive achievement for the amount of injuries they've lost. So, no, if they do lose to Gold Coast, no one will hold it against the Roosters, because they're like, you know what a season just to get to fifth place, and is a massive achievement with the injuries they had. But yeah, they'll either lose or one win and done, and they won't win another one. They just don't have the depth at the moment. They're just losing players, and I feel like it'll be next season coming back. I think they'll be one of the favourites next season, really, with the players that they've got, the depth that they've got. Sam Walker's another year older. And yeah, they've got some nice selection dilemmas ahead of next season. But yeah, just get through the season without any more bad injuries, really, for the Roosters, for me.
I think that Bunnies game a couple of weeks ago has blown it for both of them. I don't think the Bunnies can win it without Latrell, and I don't think the Roosters can win it without Joey Marno either. So huge story obviously came out of that a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, I agree with you on the Roosters. I think if they can get past the Titans... To be fair, whoever wins that game, I think they come up against Melbourne or Manly, is they're probably going to get hammered. Coming into the top four now, mate. Obviously, I definitely researched this before, but I've just totally slipped my memory. Since the NRL has gone into this mould, I don't think anybody has won the grand final outside the top four. I know Cowboys came close a couple of years ago and they finished eighth, but coming on to the big four now, the main thing, if you've not watched the NRL playoffs before, you finish the top four. Even if you lose, you get another chance in the playoffs. So we'll start with fourth spot. Manly Warringah Seagulls, best player in the competition, best player this season, most incredible player I've ever seen. Tom Trbojevic leading from the front. What are their chances, mate? Have they got a chance? Can we call them a dark horse?
Yeah, definitely for a dark horse for me. They'll probably sit third favourites behind Melbourne and Penrith, but I don't know. Would you back against Manly turning Melbourne over at the moment? No, you wouldn't, because Melbourne are not clicking on all gears. But again, we've mentioned it's finals, it's Melbourne. They know how to do it. They've been there so many times. But Manly are the definition of a team who are not scared to face anyone. Melbourne could be 25-0 and Manly would think, we're going to do them this week. We're going to beat them. That's just the belief that Manly have around them. And they play really exciting off-the-cuff rugby, which, I don't know, it depends how Melbourne are going to approach it, because Melbourne are so structured and resilient. It can either go not work at all, or Melbourne can't handle it. So this is the game that I'm the most excited to watch, because I'd love to see Manly turn Melbourne over, because I reckon we'll see a lot about the Melbourne squad to how they react to that. I really want to tip Manly, but it's Melbourne in the finals. I don't know who I'm going to tip yet. I'm going to see what you say first, mate, but it's a really difficult one to call.
I think if we're just talking about Manly's chances, I think they've got every chance.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Tom Trbojevic has got absolutely any chance. It's so hard because we'll get some in a minute, but I still think outside of Melbourne and Penrith, it's so hard to tip anybody. But I think if there is going to be a team, it'll be Manly. The only thing that's making me think otherwise is a couple of weeks ago, when Melbourne's game plan to totally neutralise Tommy Turbo was beautiful, and they put high bombs up to him, they put Josh Adokaraman on him, kick pressure every single time, and Turbo had probably an average, just above average game for his standards. So if Melbourne do that again, they could totally neutralise him. And middle of the park, I think Melbourne will totally dominate around the hooking position as well. I think Manly really would have enjoyed being in any other position genuinely in the ladder, as opposed to fourth. I don't think they want to play Melbourne. I think they've happily taken on Penrith or the Bunnies. But they've got any team that's got Turbo has got every single chance. And obviously a bit of a dark horse for maybe even someone getting a Clive Churchill later on down the line is Josh Schuster. What a player he is. He's going to lead this Manly side going into the future and potentially leading him through this playoff series. And touch wood, they have not got any key injuries at the minute as well, mate, which is huge going into the playoff series.
Massively having all your players fit and firing. We've already said we've mentioned on the podcast previously, the lack of Latrell has really done the rabbits over. It'd be the same if Tom Trbojevic got injured, that'd be Manly done, really. I'm just going to pose a hypothetical situation to you, Jamie. Manly beat Melbourne. Do Manly then go on and win the NRL?
I'm just looking now. So if Manly beat Melbourne, they obviously go to the prelims. They will face the winner between Parramatta Newcastle, and obviously the loser between Penrith and Bunnies. So for argument's sake, let's say that's Para Bunnies and then Para cause an upset. You know, Manly Para in the semis or Manly Bunnies. I think if Manly beat Melbourne, they can't play Penrith until the final. So I think if Manly beat Melbourne, they've got every chance of making the grand final, especially. And then, as you know, if you make the grand final, it's most of the time it's 50-50 split. You know, you don't know. Anything can happen in the final. Anything can happen in an NRL grand final. It's a huge game this coming Friday. And I know that I've just said the same about Parramatta and Newcastle, but this is such a game to watch. I'm going to make it the extra effort to please try and watch every single game on my behalf, because it's the NRL playoffs and what a series it's going to be.
Totally agree. I think a lot of questions we have, our doubts, will be answered after this round of weekend's game. We know which team will have the right mentality. So yeah, I'll have a lot more answers than questions next week, shall we say. But you know what? I'll stick my neck on line. I'm going to say Manly are going to beat Melbourne. I'm going to say they're going to try and neutralise Tom Trbojevic, which will work. However, Manly will react by using their other strike players, Garrick, Saab, etc. So I feel like that, yeah, Manly are going to do it. Why not? Stick my neck on line.
Coming to the top three now, mate. South Sydney Bunnies, we've touched on it already. No Latrell, but they've still got the likes of Walker, Reynolds, Cook, a very mobile working pack. What are the chances against Penrith this weekend? What are the chances of winning this grand final in 2021?
I think the fact that Penrith have done them over twice, once, both quite considerably, really. I feel like Penrith will be quite confident of winning that one. I think Bunnies will have it in the back of the head that they don't really think that they can beat Penrith, especially without Latrell. And then going forward, I think they'll win whoever they play the week after. Say it's Para for six. I think they'll beat Para. And then I think it's going to be another prelim loss 4 years in a row. Which is just heartbreaking. I don't know whether I'd rather lose in straight sets and go out after two games, rather than have another fourth prelim final loss. And it's just a really big shame, because a lot of them players haven't played in the grand final and they probably deserve to. But yeah, probably just going to fall a little bit short again for me, Jamie.
Who is one player, you know, Latrell's gone, you know, everybody's accepted that now, he can't play in the playoffs, but who's one player for Bunnies who can drive them on to grand final success?
Probably say Adam Reynolds, just for his game management. If there's one person that you need to rely on, I think it's him. I think he'll be able to kick him out of danger. His boots, the best in the league, especially for game management and for converting. And if it's a touchline try to win the game, he'd nail it. So yeah, Adam Reynolds and probably Damian Cook would really need to live to their maximum ability and capability to try and drag Rabbits to a grand final. But yeah, I just don't think they've got it, unfortunately. I just don't think they've got it in them.
Coming on to the big boys, mate. Penrith Panthers finished second. Grand final losers last year. They won the minor premiership last year. They will be coming thick and fast to you know, you got to lose one to win one, as the old adage says. And they will definitely not be wanting to lose another one this year.
No, definitely not. And it seems like they are hitting form at the right time and starting to peak again. I'd be intriguing to see when the last repeat grand final was, because obviously that's what the favourites will be, to be Melbourne Penrith. I don't know. Can you think over the top of your head when the last repeat grand final was?
I know for a fact in the early 90s, Brisbane played St George twice in a row, but I can't think of any since then. I know Melbourne played Manly twice, but I think there was a year in between. You know,
I think that might have been, because I remember listening to that they got beat by Melbourne, and then that's when the year after, I think, is when they battered them 40-0.
You have a look. You chat and I'll have a look. You talk some rubbish.
Okay. Well, bomb to Penrith anyway. We know what they can do. They, again, similar to Manly, don't have any key positions out. All the players seem to be good. They've lost potentially, was it Scott Sorensen with his wrist injury, but again, he's not a starter, and they've got so many capable replacements that we can play. But I think it's probably better place, like you said, Jamie, to win it this year. As I say, you've got to lose one to win one. But it's still going to be a mean feat. But I don't know. It's a difficult one, but they have every chance in the world of getting to the grand final and winning the grand final for me.
Yeah, you were right. Well, you were right that I was right, mate. It was Melbourne Manly in 2007 and 2008. So, and then, yeah, Brisbane, St George in 92, 93. And then we go back to 82-83, Parramatta and Manly were back-to-back as well. And interestingly enough, Parramatta won both of them, Brisbane won both of them, but then Melbourne and Manly switched over. So anything can happen in grand finals, as we have said. But yeah, I totally agree. I think they've got all the players firing at the right time. Touch wood, no key injuries as well going into the playoff series. They seem to be peaking at the right time. Ivan Cleary has managed this a lot better than what we thought he was doing mid-season, but he might have managed that perfectly well. Nathan Cleary is firing all cylinders after his injury as well. I've changed. You know, most of the season I said Penrith. Coming into the back end when they're on their unbeaten, when I said Melbourne, I think I'm going to change again. I'm going to be a total bandwagon brigade. I think Penrith are going to do it now. Once again, I've said it about the other teams, but it's do or die. If they don't win again now, questions will be asked. You know, what's Ivan Cleary got to do to get them even further? Can they do it again for a third season in a row, push all the way? How many of these players are they going to keep being able to retain? You know what I mean? And it's tough. And I think even though Melbourne are such an unbelievable side, and you know, I saw someone comparing to the New England Patriots in terms of they just seem to get there every single year, but they also do lose quite a bit as well. You know, they get to the big time or they get to a Cleveland final and they don't necessarily win it. And I think it'll be the same again this year. But Jed, coming into the minor premiers, Melbourne Storm, unbelievable squad, one of the best squads ever assembled in recent times. You know, there's no point asking you what are their chances of winning, because we know there's probably only two teams that stand a solid chance at the minute. But what can Craig Bellamy do, or what can the squad do to ensure that they at least make the grand final?
I don't think they have to ensure to do everything. It's just the Melbourne way, isn't it? It's just they all know that each player has their own jobs, and it's just Melbourne. It's like an institution. It's just in the DNA as soon as you go there that is the minimum expectation. But like you said, they have lost on occasion. Got beat by, I think, was it three? I think they made three finals on trot and they lost two of them. Got beat by Sharks, and then they beat Cowboys, which to be fair wasn't hard because we shouldn't had no right to get there, and we didn't even have JT or Matt Scott. They were injured for the full season. And then they got beat by Roosters, and they absolutely got dominated by Roosters 23-6. Was actually at that grand final. And I think if it does come to them, I think Penrith will fancy it because they will learn from the experience. I think Melbourne probably capitalised on their inexperience of Penrith in a big game last year. And I don't know, 5 weeks ago, I'd be saying no one's touching Melbourne, but someone just seems to have tipped them off the boil. And they still usually do get results, but they're just not winning convincingly. And then if you're taking that into the finals, is that going to weigh on your mind a little bit? How they utilise Nico Hines and Papenhuyzen now, especially Papenhuyzen coming back to firing on all cylinders, is going to be really intriguing. Obviously, Nico Hines actually wasn't in the grand final squad last year, but actually didn't get on the pitch. So yeah, some intriguing questions to see how they're going to approach this coming into the finals. But all you need to say is two words: it's Melbourne. That's all you need to do to sum them up, really. It's Melbourne. If someone told you now Melbourne are going to win it and not really break a sweat, you'd be like, oh yeah, well, it's Melbourne, innit? So every single chance, they probably will get there. I'd be surprised if they didn't, barring a Manly upset. But yeah, every chance in the world, mate.
What's your route to the final then, mate? You've got the four games in front of you, I imagine. Who's going to win what, and what route is it going to be to the final?
So I'll stick with my upset. So I'll say Gold Coast will beat Roosters, Para to beat Newcastle, Manly to beat Melbourne, and then Penrith to beat Rabbits. And then I will say Rabbits to beat Para, I think. Is that the one?
No, it's the other one. So Manly would play Gold Coast.
No, I'm tipping Manly to win.
Oh, sorry.
So what? Melbourne, Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Which I definitely tip Melbourne. And then Rabbits to beat Para. Yeah. And then Manly to beat Rabbits, I think.
Yeah.
And Penrith to be Melbourne, I'll say, and then a Penrith Manly final, which I think would be an unbelievable game of rugby league.
Superb
stuff. What about you, mate? What's yours? I've gone for a bit out there choice. So
yeah, I think that proves, because you are currently bottom of our NRL predictions. So probably
this is true.
Saying that, I'm third bottom, so I'm not much better. But I'm probably going to go safe. I think Melbourne will beat Manly. I think Penrith will beat the Bunnies. I think them two will go through to the prelims. I think the Roosters and Parramatta will win. I think Gold Coast and Newcastle probably just don't have enough at this stage in their kind of NRL careers. Then I think Manly will do over the Roosters. I think Bunnies... Oh, I don't know, you know. Yeah, I still think Bunnies have enough to see off Parramatta. Just with... I know Latrell's missing. The key one is going to be this week for Bunnies, obviously against Penrith. Are they going to get hammered without Latrell? Is Blake Taff going to start fullback? I don't know if they'll start Alex Johnson and kind of move someone else to the wing, maybe. We'll see. But then, yeah, I think... Yeah, I think Penrith have enough to beat Manly and Melbourne have enough to get through. I think it'll be a Melbourne-Penrith grand final again. And at the minute, I might change my mind again in a week's time, but I think Penrith are going to do it. I think Penrith are going to do it, mate, yeah.
Fair. Can't really argue, but such is the NRL finals, it's under its unpredictability.
Superb stuff, mate. Really enjoy doing this type of stuff with you. And thank you, everybody, for listening to episode 106 of Three Blokes Under a Bleed podcast. Still begs my belief that we've gone on for so long. Thank you, everybody, for listening and keeping out for any future interviews, any future podcasts. We are still steamrolling through until the end of the official season of Super League and the NRL. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll catch you all down the road.